Playwrights Forum, which is, you know, if there's a few things that define Spokane of the last 40 years or something like that, it's the Playwrights Festival Forum. Let's launch right into that. Matt Hargett is the director. How many years has it been going on, give or take? It feels like a long. Feels like a. Here, hang on. I got you. Now I got your mic on.
Okay. Good morning, Vern. Thank you for having us. The Playwright Festival started in 1983. We're now in our 31st year.
Yeah. Very good. So that's a, and kind of the obvious of the need for it, because if you're going to have a theater, you need plays, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great opportunity for Northwest playwrights to get their works produced and seen by an audience and have some feedback from the audience. Mm-hmm. A lot of these are works in progress. They go on to be published in other venues and produced elsewhere.
And you're the festival director. Are you also a playwright?
I have had plays in the festival before several times. This year I'm the festival director. I'm also directing a play written by my friend Matthew Weaver.
Yeah. But did you kind of walk in the door initially because you were a playwright, because you had written a play? Was that kind of what got you going?
Yeah, I'd been a theater major in college and done some writing in film school, but I had never written a play until I got to Spokane. And then in 2000, I saw it online, and so I submitted a play, and it got in, and it was just a great experience for me. The play I wrote was very personal. It's a lot of work that our playwrights do is very personal, and it was almost terrifying. I felt almost as if the people were reading my diary as they were saying the lines.
Well, that's what drama is supposed to do, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'm for context, Gene Hardy. I'm sorry, you get the context gig, because you've observed this festival essentially from the beginning. And so, talk about kind of from an overview sense about this process of helping gestate plays.
Well, I have been watching the festival almost since day one. Mm-hmm. But I was never involved until 3 years ago, except as an audience member. So I have to say that it took me all that time to finally get up the courage to submit a play for exactly the same reason that Matt just said. You know, you think of all these things you could write, and then you think, oh, people will think that that's about me. And it kind of is about me. I can't do it. So I didn't submit a play until I finally came up with something that I knew people would say, oh, well, that's not about her. But to see the variety of works that you see in this festival, because there are like 11 plays, 12 plays, and each and every one just this separate little gem, and you begin to wonder what goes on in the minds of playwrights that they come up with some of these things. And it's very, very fascinating to also get to meet other playwrights, because a lot of them come in. We have talkbacks where the audience gets to give their assessment of what they've just seen. It's very interesting as a director and as an actress, because this year I've got a play in the festival, but I'm also appearing in two plays. And I have directed in the past, to see how differently someone will approach directing something you've written, or you are directing something someone else has written and they're sitting there looking at you like, really? So there's all these different ways of looking at it, different aspects of getting a play from the brain of the playwright to the finished product on the stage.
And let's stay with the brain of the playwright with the remaining two that are in the room. Daisy Els, is that how we say your name? Yeah, go ahead and rotate that a little bit to you. And so Daisy, kind of in that first question, that originating question, talk about having an idea for a play. Talk about something you want to say that therefore makes you want to write a play.
Sure. Well, for my play, Cutting Edge Beauty, I got inspired because I got super into the hobby of makeup, and I started following these celebrities and YouTubers that were really good at makeup, and I realized that some of the stuff they were doing was super extreme and unsafe, and so I felt that I wanted to speak out about that and, like, have a message, especially because I'm younger and I feel like people, other teenagers can relate to what I'm saying. So I decided to write it as a film, and then I actually changed it into a play script because I've been acting my whole life, and theater really inspires me, so I wanted to see what it would be like as a play. So that's why I submitted my play for this.
Nice. And Matthew Weaver,
yes.
Kind of the same thing. I know you write a lot of plays, mm-hmm. but just in terms of this one, or just plays, what is that gestation? What is that spark that makes you need to write a play?
Well, this play is The Great Fish and Jonah, and it's a humorous retelling of Jonah and the whale from the Bible. And I was driving along Hawthorne Road, and the idea popped into my head, what if Jonah and the whale were best friends? And it was such an adorable idea that I thought, well, and so it takes place entirely in the great fish's stomach, and the great fish's name is Herman, and it's Herman and Jonah, and just kind of they're hanging out.
And so there's our four people in the room, and we're going to get deeper into all these subjects. Let me talk about the mechanics of this. There are two whatever you call
rotations.
Them.
Rotations. Rotations.
Two rotations, so that because we couldn't encounter all these plays in one night. Two rotations with, what, about 10 plays in each?
So five plays in each.
Five
rotation.
Plays in each, five or six plays in each. So one rotation, and then it'll alternate with the other rotation. The overall times are 7:30 Thursday night, 7:30 Friday night, then 2 and 6 on Saturday, 2 and 6 on Sunday. So you kind of divide that into a rotation. And so rotation 1 is going to be Thursday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon, I presume. Rotation 2 is going to be Friday night, and then Saturday evening and Sunday evening,
right.
So that one can take advantage of all of it. And I think what you're really aiming for is that people, by catching that, can come twice and therefore see all the plays. And don't you have a feedback mechanism or something, too, going along with that?
We invite audience participation in a couple different ways. There's a talk back after the show. Audience can stay for a very lively discussion about, you know, what they thought about the plays. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is group therapy, people talking about how the plays, how they reacted to it personally. We also have a voting for the best of the festival for people who have seen all the shows. And at the end of the festival, we give out some awards.
Nice. And so that's the Playwrights Forum Festival. So now let's get a little deeper into some of these things of the some of the things that Gene Hardy was referring to. Let's start with you, Darcy, because you wrote a play and now you had to put it into somebody else's hands for directing it. And are you acting in your own play?
I'm not. I'm just the writer for this one.
So you were the writer, and so then you're watching other people act it. So what's that process been like for you?
It's definitely been different than what I'm used to. I have a really good director, Dominic Betts, and he's doing an amazing job. And so I kind of just gave it the play into his hands, hoping that he would get the vision for it, and he did, and he's really brought a lot to it. So I feel like I'm glad that I just let him take control and do what he wanted with it, because he added a bunch of his own inspiration, and it made it just, like, so much better. So it's been a really cool experience.
No, one question kind of mechanically for any of you. Is any rewriting allowed, or is it just too fast? Or
no, under the rules of the festival, they're allowed to rewrite plays up until the drop dead date. And that's a good part of the writing process, because you can kind of workshop ideas until you get to that drop dead date.
So how long has this whole process been going on? A couple weeks or much longer?
Well, starting from the selection committee for the plays, I mean, it goes back to the beginning of the year, but the auditions were in April, and then there's several weeks of rehearsal, and then this has been our tech week the last week or so, and then we open tomorrow night.
Oh, so there were really times for the plays to mature and change and alter. You're shaking your head, Matthew. So, and you've been through this process a lot. So
this is my third time in this particular festival.
Yeah, so talk a little bit more about your experiences with that process.
It's interesting as a playwright, because I'm very still used to, you write the play, you send it off, and you don't necessarily hear very much more. You're not very much more involved in the process. You might get an email or something from somebody across the country who says, hey, can we do this? And you're like, oh, okay. And then maybe you get like a video or photos or something. But so it's been fun to sit in on Matt directing Dave Rideau and Tristan Canfield and getting to sit there and watch it. And they're such good performers already. I'll sit there and be like, oh, this is amazing. And then Matt say, that was very good. Now try it more like this. And then they'll just make a slight change or adjustment in their tone, completely alter it. And it blows my mind even more. So it's just fun to sit. And I'm just the excited playwright in the room, like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Yeah. And speaking of people like Dave Rideau and the people you mentioned, do you have pretty good luck getting a really great cast of actors to do this?
We had a big turnout for auditions this year, and we had some great actors who got cast.
And again, I keep leaning on Gene because I know you've been part of the acting community for a long time, and so is this kind of just a special labor of love, or what?
It's so. A lot of us will do more than one play. They try to take all of the actors who come in and form an ensemble, and so a lot of people will do more than one piece. And then also in between, we move the scenery, and just kind of get into the whole festival atmosphere of it. And it's such a great opportunity to jump into a short role that you can learn and to work. Sometimes the playwright will be there, very present, and will actually take what you've done and go, ooh, maybe that's what I meant, and I wasn't sure. To as a playwright, I'm used to coming at it from a very different way, where I would write something, I would direct it, I would put it on the stage. So turning my play over to another director and keeping my mouth shut has been a real interesting exercise for me, too.
The word interesting, okay.
You might try this, but I really tried not to do that, to see what they saw that was there and how they would interpret it. And then you do get to talk to the playwright. You get to make suggestions. I mean, to the director, you make suggestions. But it's not my job to direct it or to speak to the actors. I need to let that process happen.
Sure. And what's the time standard on these? Is there a kind of limit?
Under the rules, the plays can't be longer than 30 minutes. But most of the plays this year are like 10 to 15 minutes. Some a little bit longer. And there's a great variety. We have comedies, drama, even a horror. But the thing about the festival that's kind of wonderful is, if you don't like the first show, just wait 15 minutes and you get another one.
No, that would be really, really valuable so that you can really get the range of it. The Playwrights Forum Festival, this great thing that's been really one of the, I think it has become one of the real purposes of civic theater to nurture playwrights and have this festival over these, well, you said 31 times that you've done it or something like that. Again, a reminder that it opens tomorrow night. You'll certainly go to the Spokane Civic Theater website, but it opens tomorrow night with the first, I keep forgetting this word, the first round.
Rotation A.
The first rotation, it opens Friday night with the second rotation, then they keep alternating just through this very, very, very intense weekend. What other details are...
I should probably also mention there's a playwright gathering that we're going to have. It's like a workshop Saturday morning at 10:30 at the Studio Theater. It's free. There'll be some great guest speakers, including Kate Danley from Seattle. She's a dramatist. And she'll be one of the guest speakers, and we'll have panels. There's also food there, and it's free. So anyone who's a playwright or who thinks they might be interested in playwriting can come on down.
By Saturday midnight, everybody will be exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a long day.
But in a good way, because it is really great to completely...
It's also important to note that if you do want to vote on which play you feel is the best, you have to have seen them all. So you need to come to both rotations and see every play. It's an honor system, but I think most people are pretty honest.
Yeah, I also want to say this year we're dedicating the festival to Maynard Villers, who passed away earlier this year. He was a great artist in our community and directed the festival for several years and really helped make it what it is today.
Somebody doing a sword fight in his memory?
We're definitely doing things in his memory.
Yeah. That's great. So the Playwrights Forum Festival. Gene Hardy was talking a little bit ago, and we were just speaking with Matt Hargett, who's the festival director, Matthew Weaver, the playwrights, and the young one, if we may profile you as that in here, Daisy Else is the playwright. Talk a little bit about your, at your age, your involvement, your immersion into theater.
Sure. Well, this year, the Spokane Civic Theater had a youth division section, so basically it's just for young people. And I heard they got a lot of submissions for that, which is really cool to know that there's like a young community of writers. So basically I won that division, and I just turned 16. So I think I might be the youngest person in the festival ever.
This year?
Yeah, or this year.
Definitely.
For
sure.
Yeah.
Nice. And so, and you've also done acting yourself, you say?
Yeah, I've worked at the Civic Theater a few times with Gene. We've been in shows together, mm-hmm. and... I love the Civic Theater. It's a great place to be.
Yeah. High school plays too, things like that?
I'm homeschooled, so mm-hmm. I don't do high school plays, but I do a lot of local community theater.
Good. Okay, that's Daisy Else, who has the distinction of the youngest playwright in this festival. Which rotation are you in?
I think I'm in rotation A.
Okay, the first one, the one that opens Thursday night. So once again, those times, Thursday night, Friday night, at 7:30, and then both Saturday and Sunday are 2 and 6 for the two runnings of those plays. Well, what a treat. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That is the Playwrights Forum Festival at Spokane Civic Theater.